Hey, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are. This is Jeff Clark coming to you from Horizon Christian School in Tualatin, Oregon, where your Warrior girls are set to take on the Horizon Christian Hawks. And this is going to be a one-sided affair tonight in the girls' game. The boys' game, on the other hand, stands to be another barn burner if both teams show up and play like they're capable of. But let's talk about the girls' game a little bit here first. Last time these two teams played, Amity was able to roll past this Horizon Christian team that just really isn't a very good basketball team. I don't say that with any ill will towards them, but the last time these two teams played, this was a 68-47 win for the Warriors, and Reg was playing deep in his bench in the first half. And on top of that, the Hawks were at full strength in that game tonight. They come in without their best player, the Tatlock girl, who, with a strong left hand and a pretty unorthodox game, was able to stick about. I think she had 17 or 18 points in that game against us, and they're without her tonight. And so they're down to one offensive weapon, and that's the Christian girl. She is a 5'10 post player, 5'9 post player, real athletic, but really doesn't have a variety of moves. She goes with her right hand. She likes to catch the ball in the high post, spin to her right hand, and go hard to the basket and try to get to the line. And I just don't think that's going to happen tonight. I think the Warriors are prepared for her game now. They've seen what she has to offer, and they're going to take that away. And I would fully expect this to be a big blowout early in this game. Warrior girls coming off a good win against Willamina. They blew them out, and Reg was able to play deep into his bench early in the game in that one as well. And the game before that on Monday was at Dayton, where the Warriors played really well for the first half but just didn't have the firepower to stick with just an outstanding Dayton squad. As we look at the league standings right now, Dayton sits atop the West Valley League at 11-0, 21-1 overall this year. Dayton's one loss is to the top-ranked Salem Academy team, and Salem Academy returned basically every starter on their team, plus the top two or three kids off their bench, from a team that the Warriors were able to squeak by last year to get into the championship round down at Coos Bay. So Dayton sits at number two in the state. They had that two-point loss to Salem Academy. Number two in our league right now, Sandingham Christian at 9-2. Amity sits securely in the third spot at 8-3. They should move to 9-3 tonight. The rest of the league schedule, let me take a look here. Sandingham Christian, see who they've got tonight. They are playing Sheridan. That'll be an easy win for them. And then they've got Westside Christian. That could be shouldn't be a very competitive game. And then they will play Dayton and pick up a loss there. And so the Warriors, if everything plays out the way it should, the Warriors and Sandingham Christian should be tied come districts, and we'll get that all figured out for you later. I'm going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a minute.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the game of basketball. We just pray tonight for safety for all involved. Pray for great sportsmanship.
Are you looking for a full-service local company that can handle your industrial control needs? Call D&D Electrical McMinnville. Whether it's design, analysis, cost estimation, programming, process control, line construction, installations, emergency power, winery production services, and much more. Big company support with small town service. D&D Electrical McMinnville. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now in industrial control. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Hey gang, it's Marvin down here at Christensen Auto Sales. Hey, are you looking for a safe car for the winter? Something's going to last you a while? Come down, check us out. I've got an 05 Volvo XC90, great family car. This thing is loaded. It's got leather. It's got third row. This is a safe car. We just did a bunch of maintenance to it. This thing is ready to go. Good to go down the road for 80,000 miles before you should have to do any real maintenance to it. Come down, check us out. Let's make you a great deal. This car's great shape. We're only asking $79.95. Come down, check it out. We also have some other great deals too. Come down. Let's see if we can make a deal for you.
All right, welcome back to Warrior Basketball. There we have the national anthem. Nice trumpet solo there, and a prayer from the athletic director, but from the PA announcer here. That's the common practice here at all the Christian schools. They'll start that off with a prayer and then the national anthem, and now we have the introduction of the starting lineups. And so, of course, the normal five, what has become the normal five since Morgan Croxford got hurt for the Warriors, Shayla McLean, Keely Graham, Lillianne Dumler, Hannah Hatch, and Alyssa Plummer. So they're being introduced now, as you can hear in the background. And then we'll have Prize and Christian starting lineup. Is going to be Sammy Karen, a 5'9 senior. Cela Lubin, a 5'3 junior. Mackenzie Fisher, a 5'9 senior. I think she's starting in the place of the Tatlock girl that's hurt. Opal Christian, a 5'10 senior. And Madison Wakefield, a 5'9 senior. So they're not a small team, but they just simply are not that highly skilled as the basketball goes. They're not super athletic, and it's just a team that the Warriors should come out and, to be quite blunt, should come out and crush them early. And that's what this team needs to work on, is not playing to the level of their competition. It's something Reggie and I have talked about quite a bit as this year has gone on, because it's been a frustrating thing for him. They get up for games where they know they need to be competitive. Teams that they think that aren't as good, somewhere in the back of their minds as a team, they've let down this year and haven't been as competitive as they should be. So looking forward to seeing them do what they did to Willamine, and that's come out early, be aggressive, and be able to really put your foot down on somebody early in the game that's not as good as you. All right, we are set here. We've got the clock set at 8 minutes. We are ready to roll as soon as the Hawks get onto the floor. All right. McLean will be jumping center with Opal Christian. And we are ready to go as soon as the officials toss this one up. Good crowd here. It's not a big gym. Doesn't have a lot of seating, but it's fairly full, though there are twice as many Warrior fans here as there are Horizon Christian fans. And so that'll change come boys' game. It'll even up quite a bit, but there's just not a lot of fan support for this girls' team. Hawks win the tap. Try to dump it inside. They get it in there. And they turn around, and there's a bucket by number 20. That is Mackenzie Fisher, who's starting in place of Tatlock. So 2-0 Hawks right away. Graham throws it down the left corner to Hatch, off her fingers and out of bounds. That's just unforced error by the Warriors. And so right away we see maybe the Warriors not playing with the kind of intensity they'd like to play with. But they're going to come out in a press now, and that should help pick up that intensity level. Full court man pressure. They get it into Karen. Karen brings it up with the left hand up the court. Cut off by Hatch. Gets a screen up on top. Works off of that and goes right side to Lubin. Lubin swings it to Wakefield. Wakefield at the top of the key. Dumler on her. Dribbling. Kicks it right side to Lubin. Lubin looking inside. They want to get into Christian in the high post. They don't. They swing it left side to Wakefield. Starts to drive. Cut off there by Dumler. Now they go down the left angle to Lubin. Or Karen, excuse me. Karen gets it to Lubin on top. Swing it right side to Wakefield. Patient offense here by the Hawks. She starts to drive. Backs out. Good job by Dumler. There was a travel she got away with. Gets it back in the hands of Karen. Resetting now. They dump into the high post to Christian. She wants to drive right. Cut off by McLean. That's what she wanted to do last time. There's an outside jump shot missed by Wakefield. Ball out of bounds to the Hawks. Off of Plummer's hand. So Warriors' hands don't look like they've caught up with the game yet. A pass and a rebound off the hands. They get it into Wakefield. Wakefield throws it. And it's picked off by Hatch. Hatch with a steal up the middle of the floor. Loses it, gets it back, flips it over to Graham. Graham will reset the offense now. They're going to pull Shaylin up to the high post now. 2-3 zone. 3-2 zone, we'll call it. Dumler from the left corner, way short on that one. Plummer with a rebound on the offside, but she loses it, and it's picked up by Karen. Reg calling out what he wants here defensively. Looks like they're 1-3-1 now. Poked away by Plummer. And Karen picks it back up. Plummer working the top of that 1-3-1. They get it over to Lubin. Lubin with the ball. The right angle extended. Now out on top to Wakefield. Dumps it in the high post. They kick it back out. Stolen by Graham. Graham's going to take off. Blows past Wakefield all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Keely Graham all by herself on that one. And it's 2-2. Karen against this 1-3-1 press now. Gets it to Christian. Back to Karen. Getting it across half court. Good screen from Christian on Plummer to free up Karen there. They go down in the corner to Lubin. Back out to Karen, right angle. Fakes the three down in the corner. They want to trap that. They don't get there in time. Now they get there. They get the trap on Lubin as she picks up a dribble. Throws it out on top to Wakefield. Almost lost it out of bounds. Plummer didn't anticipate. Now Graham tips the ball away, and Plummer comes down with it. Plummer chases it down the right side. She's going to let it go. It was tipped away from her. So Graham will probably not get credit with a steal because the Warriors never had complete control of that ball. But a great play by Keeley coming from the backside of that 1-3-1 to tip away that pass. 5:18 remaining. First quarter, 2-2 game. They go right corner. Dumbler all by herself. Looks good. Little short on that one. Is right on line. Just a little short. Wakefield with the rebound. Warriors right back in that 1-3-1. They want to trap Karen. Now tipped away and stolen from behind by Graham. Graham takes it in, lays it up, draws a hard fake. Did not call a foul on that. I guess that was clean. It looked like a foul from where I'm sitting, but Keeley didn't complain about it. Keeley slowed down just at the last second, and Karen didn't give up on the play and got the block shot out of bounds. Warriors inbound left side of the key. They go into Dumbler. Dumbler out to Graham. They'll go back in the corner to Dumbler. Dumbler short. That's 0-for-3 so far, and the ball tipped out of bounds off of Plummer. They're going to reverse that. They're going to say that was a tip. They called a blue ball and pointed white. So it was a tip ball. It's going to be Warrior basketball. They're going to stack it up on the right side of the key. Inbound the ball on the baseline. Get it into McLean. McLean, her shot blocked by Karen. She brought that ball down low. Wanted to start her shot under her chin instead of above her head. Post players have got to have that ball above their head around the rim. They break the pressure, get it to Wakefield. She goes inside to Christian. She spins back to her right, double team, short shot, misses that one. Rebound loose and chased down by, in the corner by Lubin, and they reset the offense. Lubin with the ball, goes high post. They kick it back out to Wakefield. Now left side over Karen's head and out of bounds. So still a 2-2 game. Warriors have had a number of chances right at the rim and haven't been able to convert them. Graham brings it up. You can hear Reg in the background. He's sitting right in front of me about 5 feet away, so you'll hear his voice. Graham penetrates in, dumps it to Dumbler. Dumbler loses the ball on the way up, misses it badly. Graham steals it from Fisher on the rebound and then draws a foul as she drives baseline. So that'll be Fisher's first foul of the game on either team. 4:03 to go first quarter, just 2-2. So, like I said, this should be a blowout, but the Warriors simply letting him hang around. Warriors inbound. They box it up. They go to McLean. McLean turns, throws up a bad shot there. I mean, it wasn't a bad shot to take, but she threw it up poorly, and it goes out of bounds off the Warriors. So Shaylin missed that one wide left from about 15 feet. Warriors back in their 1-3-1 zone. Karen with the ball. Picks up her dribble. Picked off. Oh, Dumbler had it, and it goes out of bounds. I think it's going to be off of Dumbler. Lil just a half a step slow, maybe a third of a step slow on that one. She had her hand on that, just couldn't get quite get control over it. And I think they just switched from a boys' ball to a girls' ball. If I am not correct, by the look on the Horizon coach's face. Hold on here. They don't like how much air is in that one. She's being subtle about it. They were playing with a boys' ball. That might be why Lily was short on three straight three-pointers, because that was a boys' basketball they were playing with. Unbelievable. It's not the first time I've seen that happen.
The ref even checked it and said it was a girls' ball.
Yeah. PA announcer told me the ref checked it and made sure it was a girls' ball, and it wasn't. So, incompetency here. So, we got it figured out now. They throw it in high post. Stolen by Graham. Graham trying to get control of the dribble, loses it out of bounds. Keeley just couldn't get a hold on it. She wanted to get that ball up the floor so fast that she didn't maintain control. 3:39 to go, first quarter. Still just a 2-2 game. Warriors' defense looks good. Their offense hasn't shown up yet tonight. Lubin picks up the dribble, gets it to Christian. Christian goes right side to Wakefield. She's cut off there, throws it back out top to Christian. Christian starts to drive, knocked away by Plummer, picked up by Lubin. Lubin out on the right wing with it. Dribbling, picks up her dribble. They close out. Plummer didn't realize she needed to close out. Wakefield came from behind her to get that ball. Gets it to back to Lubin. Christian, top of the key. Kicks it back out. Karen banks in a three-pointer. Well, maybe that will wake the Warriors up. Because so far, the Warriors, being in this gym, have acted like they're sleepwalking. Graham with the ball. 3-2 zone. Christian on the top of that goes right angle. Now they go down the corner to McLean. Back out to Graham. Graham fakes the three. Now steps back and takes the three from the right corner. That one's long. Plummer with the weak side rebound. Out to Hatch. Hatch on top to Graham. They reset back in the corner to Dumbler. Dumbler with a three this time. Hits it! Makes all the difference in the world when you have the right ball. 5-5 game as Dumbler hits her first three-pointer of the game after missing her first three. But I'm gonna say she didn't miss any because she wasn't shooting with the ball she warmed up with. If you don't know, the boys' ball is an inch bigger in circumference. And so as a result of that, it weighs a little bit more. Feels a little different in your hand. And when all you've shot is a girl's ball, then you throw a boy's ball into their hand, that's going to be a little bit of a problem. Graham picks up a foul, reach-in foul, her first of the game. Karen goes right side to Wakefield. Wakefield waiting for a rotation. Players are swinging around. They go high post. Knocked away by Dumbler. Picked up by Plummer. Reach in there by Fisher. And then Plummer rolls it ahead to Hatch. Hatch ahead to Dumbler. Dumbler's going to take this one in. Draws contact and scores. Good job by Lillian to finish that strong. That's going to be basket is good. The foul is on Lubin. That is her first foul. Second team foul. 2:09 to go. First quarter. Warriors up 7-5. Dumbler with a chance to increase that lead here at the foul line. Her free throw is good. She has 6 points now in the game. Makes all the difference in the world when you get that girl's ball back in your hands. Inbound, they get it across the half court to Wakefield. She travels, got away with it. Lubin puts up a lay-in, no good. Rebound by Dumbler. Ball don't lie on that one. Should have been called for the travel. And there's a reach-in foul by Wakefield as Graham's driving. That's going to be Wakefield's first foul. Third team foul on the Hawks. 8-5 Warriors, Warrior basketball. We got a sub coming in. I think this is going to be Sue coming in. Let me see. Number 14, Suzanne Sue.
Rising substitution for 14, Suzanne Sue.
So Sue's in. Shows about a 5'5 guard. Maybe shorter than that. Maybe 5'3. Graham lobs it down on the baseline to McLean. She works that baseline. Comes up underneath the basket. Hits the bottom of the backboard on that shot. And it goes out of bounds off of her. Got to know where you are on the floor at all times. 1:47 to go, first quarter. 8-5 Warriors are still in this 1-3-1 press. They get it to Fisher. She gets across, poked away from behind by Graham. Ball's on the floor. Graham picks it up. Another steal by Keeley, her third of the first quarter. She wheels and deals all the way to the basket. Dips it back to McLean, and her shot blocked by Christian. A little slow getting that shot off. Shaylin shooting the ball down low, not able to get it off. Plummer knocks the ball out of bounds as Karen tries to dribble it up the right side. Red yelling for pressure. You can hear that in the background. Christian gets it in to Lubin. Lubin not across half court yet. Picks up her dribble in the center circle. Goes right side to Karen. Karen. Warriors don't trap her, but they should have. They go in the corner. Now they trap Lubin down in the corner. Get back out to Karen. Karen on the right angle. Out on top to Sue. Sue dribbles left. Picks up her dribble. Back to Karen. 18-footer. No good. Rebound by McLean inside. She rips through. And then gets it to Dumbler. Dumbler over to Graham. Keeley, top of the key with it. Goes to Dumbler down in the corner to Hatch. Hatch, 18-footer. Good. Boy, that girl's got a nice stroke. Shoots the ball high. Good release. Excellent follow-through. 10-5 Warriors. And then we've got to travel as they throw the ball to Fisher, trying to avoid the trap, and Fisher travels. That's her third travel of the game, first one that's been called. 44 seconds ago, Reg on Dumbler's case about not getting that steal when she should have. Had a chance, was just a little slow. You got to anticipate where the pass is going to go so you break quickly. They go to Hatch. Hatch, another 16-footer. This one way strong. Looked like she was shooting a three on that one out of bounds to the Hawks. Into the game for the Hawks, number 30, Fanta Torre. Fanta, 6-foot senior. Long-limbed, athletic-looking girl. They get the ball into her. She throws it back to Karen. Ball tipped away by Plummer. Now they get it to Christian. Christian back to Plummer. Working against the 10-second clock. They trap her. She throws it across. Gets it to Lubin, and then she's fouled by McLean. McLean and Lil talking about who should have had that. Reg correcting them right now so they know next time who should have picked up that pass. Lubin inbound on the far side. 20 seconds to go. 10-5 Warriors. First quarter action here at Horizon. Karen with the ball. Plummer Gardner tight. They picks it up. Had the trap. Graham got there a little late. But Lubin now. Graham knocks it out of Lubin's hands and out of bounds. This will start to get in your head. Every whenever you're handling the ball and it keeps getting tipped away from you, even if it's not a turnover, you start getting nervous about handling the ball around that kid. And so that's a pass that should have been had there. Christian comes up, misses the shot, Dumbler with the rebound. Ahead to Hatch. Hatch throws it across the punter off her hands and out of bounds. Hannah didn't need to force that pass. That was one she could have brought down and taken herself because Plummer had two white jerseys near her. Warriors back in their 1-3-1 press. It's been moderately effective. They're going to trap Karen right away. Nothing there. She tries to throw it as time expires. So after one quarter, Warriors are up 10-5. Settled down a little bit after a slow start offensively. Got a little bit going. Just need to take better care of the ball. Too many turnovers and had three of their shots blocked there in the first quarter as well. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W Car Star, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Stairs Auto Body offers professional repairs for all makes and models of vehicles, specializing in GM products. From minor scratches to major collision repairs, Stairs Auto Body does it all, and they will work with all insurance companies to ensure a smooth and high-quality process. Don't put off what needs to be done to your vehicle. Come in and see Curtis for a free estimate. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99. All right, folks. Start of the second quarter here in Tualatin at Horizon Christian School. Warriors basketball to get things started with a 10-5 lead. Warriors with two team fouls and the Hawks with three so far. Graham to Plummer. Plummer down in the corner. Dumbler for three. That one's long. Tipped twice and Hatch tips it out of bounds. She couldn't come down with it. Shaylin tipped it once. Hannah tipped it a second time and it went out of bounds. Pass inbound. Warriors still pressuring now. They get it to Plummer. Or not to Plummer. Plummer's on Karen. There's a knockdown by Graham, but it came right back to her. Sue throws it down the left side to Christian. Christian, double team there. Back out to Sue. Stolen by Plummer. Plummer taking this one the length of the court, taking it right into Karen's chest. Misses the shot. Other side of the floor, knocked out of bounds. Going to be Warrior basketball. Hatch missed that contested lay-in. Karen about 3 inches taller than Alyssa. Warriors box it up. They get it into Graham in the left corner. She takes a deep two. No good. And Christian with the rebound. They dog her. She's handling the ball, picks up her dribble, goes right side to Karen. Karen still working against this press. Can't get it across. Now she throws it. Dumbler has a tip and out of bounds. Good try by Lil there. She's able to get up and at least get a finger on that one. So the ball will be inbounded here right in front of the Warriors bench. Lubin to inbound. We got a sub coming into the game. Sue out and Fisher in. Lubin to inbound. Gets it into Karen. Karen, high post to Christian. Tries to drive, pushes off of the left arm, and then banks it in. No call there. Opal Christian makes it a 10-7 game. Her first two of the game. She's a good athlete, but she can only go right. Dumbler in the corner, back out to Hatch on the left wing. Now to Plummer out top, swings it right side. Hatch, 17-footer, no good. Plummer with the rebound, puts it back up, misses. Second chance, third chance, no. As Karen comes out of there with the rebound. Warriors pressing right away. Another tip there. And then Dumbler gets a steal to Graham. Graham takes it in. Crossover to Plummer. Plummer with the jump, pop fake, and Christian fouls her landing on her. Boy, if Alyssa had taken that up, she'd be sitting at the foul line. Instead, they will inbound the ball out of bounds. That was Christian's first foul. Fourth team foul on the Hawks. Warriors stack it up left side of the lane. Dumbler in the left corner to Graham. Graham drives all the way in, takes contact, throws it up, no good. Was looking for a foul, ball out of bounds off of Dumbler, fighting for the offensive rebound. Graham went into her, but whoever that was for the Hawks held good position there, just stayed vertical. They get it in to Fisher, back to Christian, to Karen in the middle of the floor. Plummer picks her up. They throw it long. Hatch tips it. Fisher gets it. Fisher back out to Karen. Karen working on Plummer. 1-3-1 defense still here by the Warriors. Karen working the right side. Goes down in the corner to Lubin. They trap her. She got nowhere to go with that. Throws it. Picked off by Plummer. Plummer racing out ahead of the pack. Crosses over, gets past Fisher, takes it all the way in with the right hand, lays it up and in. Nice crossover. She got Fisher backing up, and Plummer with her first 2 points of the game. It's 12-7 Warriors. And we're going to have a timeout taken by the Hawks. 5:54 to go, second quarter. It's a 12-7 Warrior lead. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a quick commercial break. This is Warriors basketball. We'll be right back. Folks, I am so sorry about that. I had my mic off, and that is all on me since that last timeout. I am so sorry about that. 14-9 Warriors, 3:26 to go, second quarter. Sorry about that dead air. Husky to the line after she got an offensive rebound and tried to put it back up and in. She misses the first. I am sorry about that. My apologies. I feel horrible. Leave you hanging there for about 3 or 4 minutes of dead air. Maybe longer than that. 14-9 Warriors. Husky with one more. We're in a little over halfway through the second quarter. Misses the second one, but Graham gets the rebound, spots up for a three, and no good. McLean with the rebound. Back to Graham. Off her hand. She chases. Oh, she can't chase it down. It goes off her hands and out of bounds. So, got some subs in. Sam Brown into the game. So it's Brown, Andrade, Husky's out. Brown, Andrade, Hatch, Graham, and McLean in the game. Warriors still pressuring in that 1-3-1. And we're going to have an offensive foul on Lubin. Lowered her shoulder to get Graham off of her. Graham applying good pressure. That's the third on Lubin. So they've got some foul troubles. Lubin and Fisher with three each. So they're going to be spending some time on the bench here if they pick up another one, I'm sure. But they don't have any depth. Ball kicked, but they didn't call a kick. Graham just threw it off of somebody's leg. Warriors still have the ball. Down the corner, Brown back to Graham. And then we've got an offensive foul called away from the ball. It's going to be on McLean as she was trying to get position. That's Shaylin's second foul. It's the fourth team foul on the Warriors. They get the pass in against the press again here. Wakefield back to Karen. Karen working up the middle of the floor. Throws it up the right side to Christian. And then McLean's going to pick up her third foul trying to come up. Got there a little too late. That's three on Shaylin. Shaylin out, Taya in. That was back-to-back fouls by Shaylin. She just shrugs as she comes to the sideline. She just got there a step late. They get the ball in. Warriors are back in that 1-3-1. Karen on the right angle. Down on the corner to Christian. She tried to hit the cutter, threw it late. Rosenbaum with a steal. Taya in the game for Shaylin. They throw it ahead to Talia, off her hands and out of bounds. Karen goes flying, trying to deflect the pass. Hawks basketball, Warriors back in that press, up 5, 14-9. Graham trapping with Hatch. They throw it to Christian. Christian up the middle of the floor with the left hand. Wants to spin back to her right. She just can't handle that ball with her left hand. Finally gets it across the court to Karen. Karen, left angle to Lubin. Lubin looking for the cutter, not there. Out on top to Christian. Christian starts to drive. We're going to have a three-second call on the Hawks. I think it was called on Fonte Torre. Just got caught camping in the key there when Christian was indecisive with the ball. Warriors basketball coming up on the 2 minute mark in the first half. Graham on top, back to Hatch, play a little catch, goes left corner to Brown. Now she tries to throw inside to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum had the ball, and we're going to have a jump ball as Torre tied her up. Warriors basketball in the alternating possession, they'll inbound on the baseline. Andrade will trigger this in. Warriors box it up around the key. Gets it into Brown. Brown, and that's a good take by Sam. Took the inbounds pass, went straight up into Christian's arms, and drew the foul. You're not always going to get the call, but it's probably a 50-50, either no call or a foul when you do that. Hard for that defender to have great position when you go up that quick. So good job by Sam to initiate that contact. She'll go to the line to shoot two. 1:57 left in the first half. And Sam hits the first one, first point of the game. Sam, 5'9", senior. Going to have one more, and that one, perfect. Sam really giving them a nice lift off the bench lately. Been playing well. Warriors still in the press. They get it across this time to Wakefield. Now, comes from behind, and Andrade gets a steal, and then she double dribbles. She hesitated, grabbed the ball, and then wanted to dribble again, I think because her momentum was taking her away. She didn't have a good jump stop there. So Hawks get it on the turnover. They lob it in out to top to Wakefield. Now she swings it to the top of the key to Lubin. Over to Karen. A lot of rainbow passes here. Now down in the corner to Lubin. They trap her. And then Graham almost had the steal. And they're going to call it Hawks ball that it went off of Graham. Both girls, Graham and Christian, going for that ball. Graham giving up about 30 or 40 pounds there to the Christian girl. Hawks inbound right here to the side of the Warriors bench. I'm sitting right behind Reg on the left end of the court if you're sitting at the scorer's table. Christian with the ball, starts to drive, loses it, kicks it back out. Graham tips it, Karen gets it anyway. We've got another three-second call. And I think, once again, they're trying to run their offense, and because of the tip passes and the traps, they're getting kids stuck in the key who are thinking they're going to catch a pass. That was on Torrey again. Graham swings it to Hatch down in the corner to Brown, fakes the shot back out to Graham. Graham will take a three. It looks good. A little short, and the long rebound out to the corner. You know, I'm trying to remember this, Jim, from previous years, and I don't remember this in previous years, but I'm seeing a lot of long rebounds in this gym. And so that's an interesting thing to remember for not only this game, but the Warriors game also. Christian with the ball at the elbow, misses the jumper from the right elbow. Andrade with the rebound, pushes it ahead to Hatch. Hatch to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum lays it up and in. Nice pass. Hannah Hatch to a cutting Rosenbaum down the right side of the lane for the basket. And now the Warriors trap, and they're going to get a reach-in foul before the jump ball. This is going to be on Graham, and I think that's going to be two on Keeley. 16 foul on the Warriors. Graham second. Sue into the game replaces Wakefield. Fisher into the game with her three fouls replaces Christian. I'm not sure why you would take your best player out of the game with the ball on offense and 54 and a half seconds to go, but they do. 18-9 game Warriors right now. Karen throws a long one across the court to Lubin. Lubin takes the dribble, picks it up. Never a good idea. Bounce pass to Karen out by the center circle. Karen surveying the court, swings it back to Lubin on the left angle, extended, now down in the left corner, Karen for a three, air ball, ball loose, Fisher with the rebound, back to Karen, she misses a short one, Rosenbaum with the rebound, Kaya throws it ahead to Hatch, nice outlet, Hatch takes it in on Karen, loses the ball, gets it back, puts it out to Husky, Husky for three, no good, Torre tips it, Fisher comes down with it, oh, the Warriors had a golden opportunity. Fisher passes it as she's falling down. Could have been a travel. Ref was right on it, though. Gets it to Karen. Karen, left angle to Lubin again. Down in the corner to Karen. This time they close out under there. And Trapper takes a dribble back out to Sue. Sue to Karen. Karen takes a dribble. 15-footer. No good. Rebound, Husky. Husky, and that's going to be the end of the second quarter. End of the first half. Warriors extend their lead. They were up 10-5 after one. They're up 18-9 at the half. Reg's probably not too unhappy with the defense, but I know he's not happy with the offensive output by his Warriors. Warriors were led in the first half by Dummler with six. Rosenbaum, Plummer, McLean, Brown, Graham, and Hatch all with two each. So that is it for scoring for the Warriors. For the Hawks, Opal Christian with four, Lubin with three, and Mackenzie Fisher had two. So, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Halftime is just about over. We've got about a minute, 20 seconds to go before the start of the third quarter. Warriors with an 18-9 lead in this very low-scoring girls varsity matchup. Low-scoring in part because the Warriors missed somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 open shots in the first half. So they make a third of those. This is a different-looking scoreboard right now. All right. Warriors with their starting five back on the floor, except for McLean, who is on the bench with three fouls. So it's going to be Dummler, Hatch, Plummer, Graham, and then Sam Brown in the game. Hawks taking their time, going to use the full remaining 30 seconds, it looks like. got an ongoing conversation between one of the officials and a group of Amity fans. Every time there's a dead ball and he's standing on that side of the floor, he's engaged in a conversation with him. And it seems pretty amusing because I see a lot of smiles on the faces over there. He's telling stories about reffing or something or what's happened in the game, whatever. And I appreciate that because it humanizes the refs. It you know, you get to see their personalities a little bit, and the good ones will do that. They'll make this an engaging experience for everybody when they do their jobs well, and they're confident enough in themselves as an official they don't need to be on a power trip out there. All right, Hawks ball to start the third quarter. Christian with it in the right angle, extended, now goes in the right corner to Karen, back to Christian. Christian goes right, comes up against Dumbler. Dumbler blocks the shot. Fisher gets the rebound out to Wakefield. Wakefield puts up a short shot short. Christian saves it back in the corner, and it's out of bounds off the Hawks. Warriors basketball. Good job by Keeley to keep Karen from being able to get to the ball by getting in front of her and then putting the brakes on. A little crafty veteran move there by the sophomore. Warriors ball. Graham, top of the key, goes right angle to Plummer. Down low to Dumbler. Dumbler back out to Graham. Graham drives all the way to the basket, gets up, lays it up too hard off the backboard. And rebound by Fisher. Fisher working on, or gets it to Karen. Karen working on Plummer. Picks up her dribble, throws it. Hatch had it, lost it, couldn't get it. Off her fingers and out of bounds. They tried by Hannah there. Hawks ball, still 18-9. Karen throws it in to Fisher. She pops out to the top of the key, over to Christian. Christian swings it right side to Karen. Karen looks for Christian cutting through. Gets her in the right corner. She traveled, got away with it to Karen. Short little jump hook goes in. That's Karen's first basket of the game. And it's an 18-11 game. That was a nice little give-and-go play and a good shot by Karen. Graham, right angle three, swings it left side. Now Hatch on the left angle, back over to Graham. Graham surveying the court. No McLean in there, so not much of an inside threat. Now Dumbler pops out to the right corner. Hits it to Graham. Graham, they swing it left around to Plummer. Back to Hatch on top of the key. Now they go left corner to Brown. Brown back to Hatch. They swing it right side to Plummer. Down on the right corner to Dumbler. Doesn't even look at the three. Goes back out to Graham. Graham fakes. Goes to Dumbler. Now she takes the three. Short on that. Ball's loose. Picked up by Wakefield. Warriors just cannot buy a bucket. 0 for 2 so far in this quarter. Fisher with the ball, throws it to Christian in the middle of the floor. Now she gets it to Karen. They set up their offense. Christian on the right angle. They're going to run this again. They go to Karen in the corner. Throws it out. Plummer almost had a steal. Lubin gets it. Back to Karen on the right angle. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. They go down. They trap the right corner on Lubin and stolen away by Brown. And then she travels. Hesitated. And that's just fundamentals, folks. You gotta jump stop. You gotta hold that pivot foot and be strong. Official timeout on the floor is Opal Christian ties her shoe. We're ready to go. Hawks ball underneath their own basket. They get it into Wakefield. Tipped out of bounds by Hatch. Good defense there. Good reaction by Hannah. They'll inbound it now to the end of the Hawks bench. Lob it to the middle. Christian had it, came down on top of Dumbler, and then we've got a jump ball as Hatch gets, or Graham gets down and gets dirty for that one on the floor. Warriors ball alternating possession. Good job by Dumbler to break that pass up. Graham brings it across, gets to the top of the key, goes to Hatch down in the left corner to Dumbler. Dumbler back out to Graham, looks at the three, fakes that. It's a Plummer. Plummer swings it to Hatch, 18-footer right side, hits it. I think that's where you got to go for your scoring from the outside. If Dumbler's not hitting, you got to go to Hatch. He's your next best shooter right now. Karen throws it away against the pressure. She spun away from the double team, and Christian had already vacated the other side of the floor, and there was nobody there to receive the pass. You always have to have somebody behind the ball handler against a trapping press. They lob it in, and they throw it away. Graham thought Dumbler was going to go to the front of the rim, and she didn't. Now Graham steals it back, though, against the pressure. Puts it over to Plummer, lays it up and in. So the Warriors get two out of that anyway. Press working pretty effectively here in the third quarter. Christian gets it across center court against the pressure. Now she's driving to the hoop, and she's going to be fouled from behind. That probably saved a basket by, I think, Hatch reaching in from behind. Yep, it's on Hannah.
First foul for Hannah.
Hawks inbound, left side of the key. They box it up, get it in. There's a three-pointer by Wakefield. No good. Weak side rebound. Tipped around. Karen gets it. She misses the shot. The rebound pulled out of there by Graham. Graham being strong with it. Whips past Fisher. Gets across half court. Now finds Brown. Brown, her shot blocked by Karen. Christian with the rebound. Gets it back to Karen. Over to Christian. Christian will bring it across half. No, she won't. She picks up her dribble and gets it back to Karen. Karen gets it across half court with about 2 seconds to spare. They go to Wakefield. Wakefield in the low post. Picks up her dribble. They double her. She gets it back out to Karen on top to Christian. Christian back to Karen. She drives baseline. Pulls up from 15. Short. Rebound. Graham. Graham dribbles out of traffic. Reach in foul there. I think it's going to be on Wakefield. It is. Wakefield second. Both teams with one team foul here in the second half. 4:20 left in the third quarter. 22-11 Warriors. Graham with the ball. Getting the offense started here. Gets to Christian and then swings it left to Hatch. Down in the left corner now. They go back out to Graham. Graham Plummer, she pops out. Takes it over to Hatch. Hatch, 15-footer short on that one. Ball tipped. Dumbler gets it and she's fouled by Christian going back up. That's going to be Opal Christian's third. Good job by Dumbler on the offensive board there. And she put it right back up. Once again, that's twice Christian has fouled somebody on an offensive putback because they've been quicker than her to get the ball, to get the shot up and get her out of position. 22-11 Warriors. Dumbler to the line to shoot two. First one perfect. Lil, a good foul shooter. 2 for 2 tonight. Chance to add to this lead halfway through the third quarter. Second one perfect also. So Dumbler now with 8 points in the game. Her first two of the second half. 24-11 Warriors. Karen gets it across. Picks it up just before Graham pokes it away to Christian at the center circle. Swings it right side to Wakefield. They trap her. Bounce pass knocked away by Brown. Picked up by Hatch. Hatch, some reason, throws it to a Hawks player thinking Plummer was going to be there. She wasn't. Stolen by Karen. Karen to Christian. She traveled, got away with it. Gets it back to Karen. Christian with the ball. Down to Karen in the right corner. They go back to Christian in traffic. Lays it up. Short. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. No, she missed it. I don't know how that ball came out. That was headed in. She missed two lay-ins in a row there. Graham with the ball. Pushes up the right side. Crosses over. Gets underneath. Lays it up and in. Healy Graham with a scoop to the hoop there. 26-11. I don't know how Christian missed that second one. It was halfway down. It rolled around and somehow had a little spin on it or something and then hit the rim and popped back up. Plummer with a tip out of bounds on the press. 26-11 Warriors. Rosenbaum into the game for Dumbler. And Reg wants a timeout. Going to be a 30-second variety, so we're going to stay here. Hungry for some great barbecue? You love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor? Sounds like you need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable, so whether it's burgers, ribs, brisket, or a salad, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering is available for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. And Janelle catered the Hall of Fame dinner last Saturday night, and it was indeed fantastic food. That was a lot of fun. We had those four inductees, Kimmy Romy and Randy Rohde and Ainer Bazinski and Bruce Hubbard, all inducted into the Amity Hall of Fame. We had a great evening, over 80 people there to honor those and have a good time of hanging out with friends and fellow Amity Warriors and alums. It was a great night. Thank Reg and Derek Barnett for all the work they did to get that done, and Catherine McMullen did a great job in that game, or that game, that night also. There's a missed shot by Christian, pulled down by Graham. Graham pushes up across half court, slows down. Now to Hatch. Hatch open, gives it to Brown. Brown, 15-footer, buries it. Nice job, Sam Brown, on the catch and shoot. She's got 6 points in the game. They get that press going again. Karen throws it to Wakefield, middle of the court. She tries to drive on Rosenbaum, cuts her off. Step back, tough shot, doesn't get it. Fisher with the offensive rebound, she misses. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Got to work on Kaya to not bring that ball down. There's a pass ahead from Graham, finds Hatch. Hatch lays it up, misses the shot. Rosenbaum with the rebound, goes back up with the right hand, misses, gets it again. No, Fisher comes out of there with the rebound. Thought Kaya had it. She's got to get a little stronger with that ball. And she tends to bring rebounds down and then try to take them back up, and sometimes that leads to her getting tied up. There's a ball out of bounds off of the Hawks against the pressure. It'll be Warrior basketball. 2:08 to go third quarter. 28-11 Warriors. Dumbler. No, that's not Dumbler. That is Robbie Morrison coming into the game. Just saw the top of her head. Robbie in, Sam out. Warriors ball. Still have Plummer and Hatch and Graham on the court, and then Morrison and Rosenbaum inside. Graham crosses over, gets inside, bounce pass, tried to get it to Rosenbaum, kicked out of bounds. Nice penetration there. Now we got Brene Husky coming in and Hatch going out. A good job by Hannah Hatch, continues to show her shooting ability. The kid that's worked hard on her offensive game, really improved a lot since last year. Looking forward to see where she becomes over the next couple years. Morrison with a fake on Christian and goes right around her with the left hand and scores. I've never seen in my life Robbie Morrison put that kind of move on. What a sweet move that was. Didn't know she had that in her game. Warriors pressure again. Ball tipped away. Christian comes up at the top of the key. Traveled, changed her pivot foot, got away with it again. Now she has the ball down in the right corner. Looks for Karen. Tries to throw it in. It's off of Fisher's hands. She was standing out of bounds. It's going to be Warriors' ball. 30-11 Warriors. 132. Warriors have outscored them 12-2 in this quarter. Graham, top of the key, starts to penetrate, backs out, swings it left side to Husky. Husky down to the left corner to Rosenbaum. Back out to Graham, fakes the three, goes past Wakefield, and then dribbles back around Wakefield so she can guard her again. Now she beats her again to the left hand, gets underneath, throws it up, draws the foul. No, they're going to call an offensive foul. Karen stepped in, took the charge on Keeley. Keeley kind of laughing as she gets up. I don't know. There wasn't much contact there. I think that was a flop by Karen, but Andrade into the game. She'll replace Keeley. So Graham goes out. A little frustrated with that call. Warriors still in their press. They get it across to Sue. Sue back to Christian. She traveled again. The girl's traveled six times this game. Hasn't been called once. She's got a little slide step she does, kind of a hop with one foot and slides her foot forward. Christian to Sue. Sue, top of the key, takes a deep two air ball. Out of bounds, can't be saved. Warrior basketball. 54 seconds left in the third quarter. 30-11 Warriors in this riveting West Valley League varsity girls action. I hope I make it sound riveting. It's not riveting here on site, but hopefully at home it's more riveting than it is for us here at Horizon Christian. Warriors basketball up 30-11. Andrade playing the point now with Graham out. Swings it left to Husky. Husky, good ball fake. Then she goes right, kicks it left corner. Rosenbaum goes baseline, kicks it back out to Andrade. Andrade swings it over to Husky, right angle. Down on the baseline to Morrison. Morrison back out to Andrade to the foul line. Back out to Plummer. Swings it left side to Husky. Now on top to Andrade, and they reset. Good ball movement by the Warrior girls here in this second unit, basically. Right side to Plummer. Tries to go down to Morrison and led her to the baseline too much. Robbie's got to seal that off at a different angle, and you got to have Husky's got to give a little different delivery angle to that too. You got to create that angle between the two players, and both players have to do their part. Warriors still pressuring. It's the only way they've been able to get offense consistently in this game. They trap Lubin down on the baseline. She gets it back out to Karen. Karen on top, Plummer on her. Warriors in man. No, they're in a 1-3-1 zone still. I take it back. They go left corner, deep two, no good. Rebound by Husky. Pushes it ahead to Plummer. Plummer can't get it off before the end of the third quarter. And so, after three, the Warriors lead 30-11. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be back after this commercial message.
93 years of the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 to provide a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. A place to build savings and to borrow money to purchase a home. This ideal continues to guide decision-making and continues to strengthen our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking to savings to IRAs to a variety of loan products. Branches in Amity, Carlton, Sheridan, Newburgh, and McMinnville. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County, working for and giving back to the community. First Federal, we're here for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Start of the fourth quarter. Warriors up 32-11. 30-11. 8 minutes to go in this West Valley League action. Warriors hanging on to third place right now, but could very well end up in a tie for second place if they win out and Santiam Christian wins everything except the game at Dayton. There's a steal by Plummer. Plummer slows it down. Gets the offense set up against this 3-2 zone. Andrade right angled, goes down in the corner to Morrison, looks at the three, now out to Plummer. Plummer swings it, they get it all the left angle. Andrade, a little long on her baseline shot, and it goes out of bounds. Nobody could get to it. A lot of long rebounds on these rims. Warriors still pressuring, and one, kind of in a 1-2, 1-1 right now. They throw it up long on the side to Sue. She gets it back to Karen. Karen working on Plummer. Throws it to the high post. Christian throws it down at an angle. There's a missed shot by Fisher, and Rosenbaum comes out of there with a rebound to Andrade. Andrade pushing it up hard up the middle of the court with the left hand. Bounce pass to Husky. Husky, 17-footer, a little bit long. The Rosenbaum with the rebound. Back out to Andrade. Andrade steps in, 18-footer. That one's short. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Lays it up, no good. And then we've got Karen comes out of there. Should have been a jump ball. Karen comes out of there with the rebound. Goes hard up the left side, cut off by Andrade and trapped by Plummer. Now she gets out of that. High post to Christian, turns, takes an awkward 10-footer, no good. Gets her own rebound on the left side, back out to Karen. Karen, three-pointer, no good. Air ball out of bounds. Warrior basketball, 6:38 to go. Fourth quarter, 30-11 is the score here at Horizon Christian. Husky. Running the point now. Goes left angle to Andrade. Andrade back to Husky. They play catch. Goes in the left corner to Rosenbaum. Back out to Husky. Rosenbaum needs to square up on that and be a threat. They find Andrade in the right corner. She backs it out. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to Plummer finally. Back to Andrade. They go into Morrison. Morrison lays it up and in. Nice job. Robbie finding a seam in that zone. Morrison with 4 points in the game. Nice job by Robbie also to catch that ball high, keep it high, not bring it down where anybody could get a hand on it. She caught it, spun, and laid it up and in without ever giving the defense a chance to do anything about it. Missed shot at the other end. Warriors get the rebound. Push it ahead to Husky on the baseline. Almost out of bounds. Saves it back into Andrade. Andrade to Husky. Husky, 18-footer, little left. Plummer gets it back. Her shot blocked by Christian. Christian swinging elbows. A little attitude out there. Could do without. Gets it to Karen. Karen working on Plummer. Gets it up the left side to Sue. Sue with an 18-footer. No good. And there's a rebound by Christian, and she travels. She runs into her own player, loses her balance, and shuffles the feet. Catherine McMullen into the game, replacing Robbie Morrison. Morrison with a good few minutes there. Good job. So it's going to be McMullen and Rosenbaum. Andrade, Husky, and Plummer on the floor. Kendra Knuth going to come in at the next dead ball. Probably for Plummer, I would guess. Plummer with the ball out top, swings it right side. Andrade goes low into Rosenbaum. She's double-teamed. Back out to Plummer. Plummer with a free throw line shot was tipped. Warrior ball on the baseline. Knuth coming in. And she replaces Plummer. Kendra, one of the best, how should I say this? One of the most athletic girls, if not the most athletic girl in the high school. Just a raw basketball player. Nice drive by Rosenbaum. Misses. McMullen tips it out of bounds or tips it off of somebody out of bounds. It's going to be Warriors ball. Good job by Catherine to hustle on that. They might have got that one wrong. It's possible. Andrade to trigger it in. Gets it into Rosenbaum. Steps through. Gives it to Husky, but threw the pass a little low. It's on the floor, and we got a jump ball. Kaya just needs to take that up. That's what Reg is saying to her right now. Shoot the ball, Kaya, right in front of the rim. Take it up strong. Warriors to inbound, left side of the key. They stack it up again with a high stack this time. They go into Knuth. Knuth, 17-footer, buries it. Perfect looking left-handed shot from Kendra Knuth. Love seeing that out of that girl. 2 points for Kendra here. Scores on the second possession. She gets in the game. At the other end, McMullen knocks it loose. Knuth gets the ball, and she's run over by Fisher. Fisher makes sure she's okay. Kendra is. 4:42 to go, fourth quarter, 34-11, Warriors. Husky at the point now. Looks right, comes back left to Knuth. Knuth looking inside to McMullen. Now a good bounce pass down there, but Catherine comes out into the corner with it. Now she lobs it down low to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum turns, puts it up, and is fouled. Nice little right-hand jump hook there by by Kaya. Kaya has some real nice offensive moves. She's just a little soft. She's going to have to get stronger. And as she does, those moves are going to become much more effective. She's going to be able to finish better when she gets, like, that wasn't a real hard foul, but it was enough to affect Kaya's shot because of just kind of how she plays right now. She's not used to playing through that contact. She gets the first one. She's got 3 points in the game. So, but her moves around the, she's fundamentally sound with the footwork. She's got a nice release on the shot around the basket, and she's got good length on her. She's about 5'10", and she's got pretty long arms, and she knows how to use that height. She just needs to, we need to get her in the weight room. We got all kinds of people in a lane violation here. They're going to call it on McMullen, I think, so it's going to be white ball. So Rosenbaum's free throw doesn't count. Red telling Kaya, that's your fault because you did a pump fake at the foul line. You threw everybody off. All right. Hawks ball, 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors up 35-11. 2 points in the second half by Horizon. That's kind of more like what we expected. Reg has been able to play his whole bench here in this game quite a few minutes. There's a knockaway by Knuth, picked up by Husky. Good steal by Kendra there. Husky brings it up, goes right baseline, the low post to Rosenbaum, out to Andrade, 17-footer, no good. Knuth with the rebound. She's fouled as she goes up. Good job, Kendra. Came in from the weak side wing, dove in towards the basket, got to that ball. Nobody put a body on her because of the zone defense. Foul on Karen, her first foul. Knuth will go to the line to shoot two. Kendra, the lefty, good soccer player. Also ran cross country during soccer season. She would play soccer and then on Saturdays go run cross country meets. Just an outstanding athlete, can run all day. Defensively, good defender on the basketball floor, but her offensive game, her ball handling skills just aren't quite where they need to be yet to be getting regular varsity time. She misses both free throws there, but then she ties up the rebound on Fisher on the alternating possession. It will go to the Hawks. Reg telling his players to back up. No press. Under 4 minutes to go. They're going to pick him up half court. Knuth on Karen. They get the ball to Christian on the right angle extended. Now back down to Karen. Back to Christian. Christian, oh, nobody stayed home, and she lays it up and in. Catherine McMullen came too far out and gave the Christian girl a wide lane to get to the basket. You can't lose that girl. You can't forget that she's their main offensive threat. They go to McMullen, the left baseline, and she's going to get an offensive foul. She extends her elbow into the chest of Fisher. She's a little confused as to what she did. Furrowing her brow at Reg, saying, I don't even know what it is. She just kind of turned, but I think she had the elbow up. And so as she turned, she put it into the chest of Fisher. And that'll get you an offensive foul more often than not. 3:20 to go, fourth quarter, 35-13 Warriors. Karen in the corner, out on top to Christian. They go high post, stolen by Maples into the game. Emily off on the fast break, takes it up, and she is fouled going in by Wakefield. And that's going to be either four, I think that's four on Wakefield. It is. Sixth foul on Horizon. Maples will go to the line to shoot two. Good anticipation. They tried to go into the high post to Wakefield, and she wouldn't come to the ball aggressively. Maples was able to get a hand in there and push it ahead and able to head down the floor. Jenna Lopez is going to come into the game with the next dead ball and play the last 3 minutes or so. She'll probably come in for Andrade or Husky. She comes in for Andrade. Maples misses the first one. She'll have one more. Emily's shot is up. Looks good. And rolls around and goes in. Nice arch on that one. Good follow through. Got a good shooter's roll. First point of the game for Maples. 36-13 Warriors. 3 minutes to go here in the game. Lubin out on top to Christian. Almost stolen by Canoe. She gets it back. Wakefield, her ball stripped away. That's going to be a blocked shot by Maples. The official on the far side of the court goes down, and he's not getting up. Something is wrong. They need to stop this game right now. The official on the far side of the court went down, just collapsed as he was running up the floor, took a hard fall. I don't know if he passed out or if he tripped. We're going to have an official's timeout. Everybody checking on him right now to see what happened over there, but he tried to get back up and couldn't. So he's awake. He's conscious, I think. And he's talking over there, so that's a good sign. He was just headed up the floor and just went down hard. And so not sure, you know, if it's a if he fainted as he was running, if he slipped on something, if he doesn't seem to be injured. He's sitting up now, kind of resting on his knees. They're checking on him. I think they can finish this game with one official without any problem at this point. So they're going to, they're looking to see if there's a wet spot on the floor. They're going to take a towel over there, but boy, he went down hard. And he says, I'm fine, I'm fine. So that's good. He gets a nice round of applause from everybody here. That's the official that's been carrying on the conversations over there with the fans and engaging with them. And he was just headed up the side of that floor and just went down. And I don't know if there's a little something wet on the floor over there. They're checking everything. But he's up talking. He's got the ball in his hands. He's making sure everybody knows he didn't faint. He didn't pass out. He just took a hard fall. But he's a competitor. He's going to get back up and keep going. So kudos to him. He's checking to see what's going on, whose ball it is, walking it off a little bit. And they've cleaned up whatever's on the floor over there. I don't know if there was anything, but they're going to make sure after he fell. Might have been a little sweat on the floor. So their officials are getting reoriented. So he's saying he's going to have somebody come in and finish for him. And you get a nice round of applause. He hit his head on the floor pretty well, he said, and so he's going to call it a night and not run with what might be, you know, a mild concussion or something. But he said he whacked it pretty hard on the floor there. So they're going to have one of the boys' officials for the boys' game come in and finish this game out. So we're going to have just a little bit of delay. We got 2:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Good that he's okay and able to walk off the court and be okay. Maylin Williams is going to check into the game here in a second also. Since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All right, we've got another official in the game, ready to go. So we have 2:48 to go, 36-13 Warriors. 16 fouls on Horizon, 3 on the Warriors. It's going to be Warrior basketball. Lopez into the game. So it's Lopez, Knuth, Husky. Trying to see who else is in there. McMullen and Maples in the game. Knuth, left angle, goes down low to McMullen. Gets control of it, bounces out to Maples, left elbow jumper, no good, and off of Karen and out of bounds. Pretty tight rims here. You don't get a lot of great shooter's rolls like you do in Dayton. These rims are, I think, at least as tight as ours. They go in the corner to Lopez. Lopez takes a jump shot. It's blocked. Maples with a good rebound. She goes right back to the basket. Her shot blocked out of bounds. 2:30 to go. 36-13 still Warriors. Lopez to inbound. They box it up. Get a couple of screens. Throw it into Maples at the foul line. She drives. Ball knocked away. And on the floor still. Picked up by Karen. Good attempt by Emily. Just got it poked out from the side there as she was driving down the left side of the lane. Maylin Williams going to check in at the next dead ball. They go in the corner to Karen. She's trapped there. Knuth with a steal. Knuth taking this one by herself and loses it on a high dribble. And I got to tell you, this floor, this is not a wood floor. This is a multi-purpose floor. I should have pointed this out earlier. And this multi-purpose floor is a little bouncier than a wood floor. And she went to take that last hard dribble, and that thing came up like a volleyball off the floor. And Kendra laughing because when it came up off that hard dribble, it went through her hands, hit her in the head, and then went out of bounds. 2:08 to go. We got a quick timeout here taken by Reg. So we'll use that to remind you that you need to see Tim Harsma at Country Financial to learn more about protection for the things in your life that matter most and get started on a plan for a comfortable future. Contact Tim today, Country Financial, 503-565-2043. Of course, I don't literally mean today because he won't answer. It's Friday night. Contact him Monday. He'd be love to take your call and help you out. He's a great insurance agent, guy really committed to customer service and Amity as well as an alumni of Amity High School. Christian gets the ball to Lubin. Lubin to Karen on the right wing. Knuth on her. Tries to throw it into the post. Throws it out of bounds. Warrior basketball. 1:55 to go. Maylin Williams at the point now with Lopez, McMullen, Knuth, and Maples. Knuth, left angle, looks inside, back to Williams, swings it to Lopez, three-pointer, good! A 21-footer for Lopez. It's her first three that I can think of during varsity action this year. She got a big smile on her face. Nice catch and shoot there. And there's Williams with a steal at the other end. Malin taking it in with the left hand, takes it into contact, draws it, makes a basket, and goes to the line. Malin Williams, strong with the left hand, into contact. Foul is on 10. That's her second foul on Karen. And a good finish by Malin Williams through the contact. Just kind of what I was talking about Kaya earlier. Kaya goes up a little more gentle than that. Malin took that ball right through the contact, didn't hesitate at all, and was able to finish it off the glass with the left hand. Good, fundamentally sound move by Malin. And she misses the foul shot badly. So, I don't know, she's smiling as she has that down the floor. Malin, normally a good foul shooter. That one just came off her hand funky, missed the rim completely on the left side. 41-13 Warriors. Great second half defense by the Warriors in this game. Maples tips the ball out of bounds. They've used this half-court trap extremely effectively. They were in a full court. They were in a full-court trap before. Now they've just been in a half-court trap, and it's still been effective. They throw the ball into Christian out on top, starts to drive. Knuth cuts her off. Christian swings it left angle to Karen. Ball tipped away by Maples again. Christian saves it, starts to drive, tries to go left, and whenever she goes left, bad things happen. This time she loses control and crashes into Maples. Maples will pick up the foul. But the reason Maples was moving was because that ball was just about to be out of control, about to lose control of it, was Christian, and Maples saw a steal. Christian takes the inbound on the left, midway down the left side of the lane, and banks it up and in. She's got 8 in the game. Lopez goes down low to McMullen. McMullen battling Torre. Ball out of bounds off of Torre. It'll be Warrior basketball. Catherine has just a world of athletic potential, just a raw basketball player. The moves are not second nature yet for her. But, boy, she's a hard worker, a nice kid. There's a corner jumper missed. Knuth gets a rebound, and she's fouled as she goes back up. Foul on Christian. 51.5 seconds left here in the game. 41-15, Knuth will go to the line for two. That was Lopez from the corner missing that one. But a good rebound by her teammate, Knuth. Knuth rattles home the first one. She's got 3 points in the game. Sue into the game replaces Wakefield for the Hawks. One more for Knuth. It's up and bounces around. No good. Rebound by Christian. So Knuth, 1 for 4 from the foul line tonight. Had a chance to have a much better stat line on the offensive end, but she played great defense. There's a steal by Maples. Ready to go on the high post. Maples bounce pass to Knuth. Lays it up. Misses the right hand or the left hand land from the right hand side. She's a lefty and didn't want to use the right hand, apparently. Warriors get it back. And Lopez hits a tough baseline 15-footer. She's got 5 in the game. Nice shot by Jenna. That was in traffic, too. That was not an easy shot. Karen trying to get it to Sue. Knocked away by Williams. Maples picks it up. Good steal there by Malin. And the Warriors will hold for the last 10 seconds of the game here. We're down to 7. There's the ball tipped away. Williams chases it down. And apparently it wasn't tipped by Christian. But it doesn't matter. 4.9 seconds to go. 44-15. Warriors might be the final score. That'll be all the points the Warriors score, I think. They get it into Christian. She starts to drive, takes a deep three, no good, and that'll do it, folks. Final score, Amity 44 and Horizon Christian 15. Warriors outscore the Hawks by 26-6 in the second half and outscored them 12-2 in the third quarter and 14-4 in the fourth quarter. So a good job by the Warriors to recover from a slow start. They allowed 5 points in the first quarter, 4 points in the second, 2 in the third, and 4 in the fourth. So the defense was there all night, and the offense picked up the slack finally in the second half and started to look a little bit better. So Reg talking with Tatlock, who couldn't play tonight, recovering from a concussion she suffered last Saturday against Country Christian. And she's a fun kid to watch play. She's a little unorthodox, goes left really well, just shoots some really creative shots, and she's a lot of fun to watch. All right, folks, let me give you some scoring totals, and then we'll take a little break here before the boys' game. So the Warriors were led tonight in very, very balanced scoring. Lillian Dumbler with 8 points. Samantha Brown had six. Jenna Lopez with five. And then I'm just going to give you the rest of them in no particular order. McLean with two. Graham, two. Hatch, four. Plummer, four. Williams, three. Morrison, four. Rosenbaum, three. Canoe, three. Maples, one. So good balanced scoring for the Warriors. Christian led the Hawks with 8 points. Lubin with three. Karen, two. And Fisher, two. And that is all the scoring. So that's it for right now. We've got about 14...